Hello everyone, my name's Marie. I'm the guide this afternoon, and Ian is the most important person, of course, or we wouldn't be going anywhere. Ian is the driver. I forgot I'm being recorded, everybody, and I was just about to take this big orange and it's another microphone. We'll take about 2 hours to go around the city, and we don't arrive back here. We finish by the Cavern Club, which is about 10 minutes walk away, or 5 minutes downhill. So we'll finish in the city centre near to the Cavern, and it will be shortly after 4 p.m. when we finish there. But I'll give you directions if you want to walk back down the hill. Downhill is the important word to the riverfront, but you'll have a chance to visit the Cavern. Those little boarding passes that you all have give you free entry into the Cavern Club, and when you're ready to leave, swap them for a souvenir postcard at the bar. And also in the Cavern Pub, which is also in Matthew Street, those little boarding passes get you money off if you buy food in the pub as well, so you get a discount with them. So the little green boarding cards are important. If you go back to the Cavern tonight and there's an entrance fee to go in for the live music, the little cards get you in free as well. You don't need to pay an entrance fee at the Cavern all through the week if you show the little boarding pass that you've been on the Magical Mystery Tour. So it's worth having. We make 4 stops for photographs at the quiet end of Penny Lane, so you can take the street sign. There's no chance of stopping at the busy end of Penny Lane, but the quiet end of Penny Lane. George's house, the house he was born in, we can only get to it on foot. And Paul McCartney's last childhood home in the city. And also we'll stop at Strawberry Field for a quick photo opportunity if you want to hop off and take photographs there. But you will be seeing that the suburbs of the city, and we will be in the footsteps of the Beatles. As often as I can, I'll play appropriate music as we go around the city.